B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your morning with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Sponsored by Window Nation on WNKS, WNKS, HD1, Charlotte.
Every morning.
Every morning. Every morning.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your car.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning. She's back.
Hi.
She's about, what would you say on your percentage scale?
Oh, like maybe 60.
Oh, really?
It's more than 50.
Yeah,
but not quite 80 that I was hoping for.
I was
today.
About at 20 yesterday.
Okay.
So it's better than it was yesterday.
Maybe you'll build your stamina back up and just around 8:45, you'll be at 80% today as we start winding down for the day.
Yeah, but it's also one of those days, too. At like 8:45, it's going to be colder than what it is now.
Oh, yeah.
Days where it gets colder and colder.
There's rain coming in.
Yeah, 24 degrees overnight tonight.
Which I'm sure will be great for my cold.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. We kind of wrote you off the show today. We thought
I wrote myself off the show today, honestly. I woke up at like 5. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I don't think I can do it. And I got up to go to the bathroom and I was like, you know what? I'm up.
No, that's good. We appreciate the effort.
No, I missed you guys yesterday. I actually did listen for a little bit while I was laying in bed.
I gotta say, we did a stellar dirty performance.
You did. I heard it. I also heard the high school football tease.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think I know the outcome to.
Did you look it up? You're not supposed to look it up.
Well, I got nervous.
Oh, well, Lauren.
Somebody else lost. Somebody will be handcuffed to me for 24 hours, and we'll find that out at 6:38 this morning. We'll make the big announcement.
Lauren hates show business.
That's all right.
The big reveal.
I mean, you guys are all tied with one loss,
yep.
So she now knows the secret's out, who it's going to be, so we'll find out.
Don't give me a hint.
No, I won't. 6:38 this morning.
Yeah, I think it's me.
What about your day in 30 seconds then, Loren? What did you do yesterday? Did you spend your whole day in bed?
Oh, I spent all Sunday in bed and all Monday in bed.
Oof.
Yes. Although I did make a pumpkin pie Sunday morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we went to the Renaissance Festival on Saturday, and you were fine. You didn't feel good Saturday night?
No, I think it was just being outside for 2 hours in the cold.
That Florida thin blood of yours.
Yeah, it really is. And
you
I
got
think,
Hazad.
I got Hazad. And as good as my pumpkin pie was, I'm pretty sure it's plagued, so nobody in my house wants to eat it because I'm sick.
Right.
Yeah.
Roy, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine.
Good. Good.
I don't know how. I guess I'm next, so...
You're usually the first one who has it.
I'm going to be screwed for Thanksgiving. That's like, what, a week away?
Two weeks.
I'll be screwed for that.
What about your day? What did you do yesterday?
Oh! So I went furniture shopping yesterday, which was a lot of fun. I posted some photos on my Instagram story because we were trying to pick the colors. The pillow colors for the pillows. And somebody, I kind of said, well, this one's ooh and this one maybe. And then I had a lot of people get upset with me that I was shaming pillows.
Ew.
And they were like, there's nothing wrong with that pillow. I'm like...
If you're living the 70s,
right.
I saw it.
I don't like it. It's like it doesn't match the couch it's currently on. We went furniture shopping. And then the other interesting thing that happened to me is that I ordered a frame for my diploma that's coming in like 3 weeks.
Right, because you graduated.
I don't want to say it. It sounds pretentious when I say it.
I'll say it. Roy graduated from Harvard School of Business.
Okay. Yeah, but so you have to order a special Harvard Business School diploma frame. It's
right.
It's a whole thing. Well, I get an email saying it's all custom made to order. The wood's custom. It's this whole thing. And they're like, hey, we got the supplies to make your frame. And it ended up being about $25 less. So we're refunding you $25.
Hey, there you go.
And I was so taken back with that. I'm like... You could have just pocketed the 25 and no one would have known.
Right.
But they're like, hey, after we got the wood.
I know.
It's $25 less than what we thought.
And you bring up a good point, Harvard graduate. Like, I get checks from Novant and I'll get a check from, like, Atrium Health. And it'll be a refund check. Yeah. And I'm like, if you didn't send that to me, I'm not balancing my bill. Like, yeah. I don't know that that you owed me money.
That just goes to show, though, how much money Harvard makes that they didn't need the extra $25.
Of course.
Yeah, it's chump change.
Right.
Yeah,
of course.
Like, this $500 frame, it's pocket change, man.
Yeah. But, like I think I overpaid Union County Power. And they sent me back, and then we double paid it, and they sent me back the check, and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot I double paid it. Like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows how much money somebody has of mine?
Seriously. So I'm getting a $25 check because the wood was cheaper.
Well, either that, Loren, or they felt like Harvard graduates would know, like, this math's not adding up because they're like, oh, our kids are really smart. Uh-huh. So let's not mess around, just give them their refund.
That's even funnier because I'm not that smart.
The four sides of an isosceles triangle. So yesterday I spent my late afternoon clearing out one side of my garage. So I have like, it's a pretty big, they call it a three-car garage, but it's impossible to get a third car in there unless the car I drive is a golf cart or like one of those smart cars.
Uh-huh.
Because you just can't back the car in. It's just not big enough, but they have it as a three-car garage. But it's supposed to be 24 tonight and then like 22 tomorrow morning, you know, Thursday morning. So I want to put my car inside the garage so it stays somewhat warm so I'm not freezing at 4:04 in the morning. And so I cleared out one side of the garage and I literally just pushed everything, like all Dean's toys, chairs that we haven't used, toys, crap, everything is just like pushed right up against my wife's car, who also parks in there. So now like, nobody can get out the passenger side of either car, but at least my car will be warm.
Okay.
As I'm planning on heading into work tomorrow without my auto start because my car's still in the shop.
Mm.
My car with the auto start.
I'm going to have to get my car fixed with its auto start because I'm going to be leaving my apartment, which has the wonderful garage that keeps your car warm. I'm now going to have the elements of living at a house.
Must be nice for everyone to have auto start. I don't have auto start.
Well, you can...
And that's a shocker. That's a BMW.
I know.
But the Chateau...
Yeah, but it's a work car from Dallas's company. It's not. I'm sure they didn't put all the bells and whistles on it.
The Chateau has an underground tunnel that you walk out to your... driveway in, right?
Okay. Wait, did I come home? Did I come home? Did I come to work for this beating?
It's not a beating.
I know. I'm just kidding.
It's just us.
I know.
Talking about how nice your house is.
You have just follow me to the underground tunnel to my car. Oh, where does this go?
To the driveway, fool. Come out of the hatch, and the hatch opens straight up into the middle of my BMW. A fine driving machine, that is.
Hello, good morning, violinist.
Fun fact, every time we see a suspicious car, we come down here to hide.
Yes.
Yes, anything below the model year of 2013, we hide down here.
This doubles as our panic room. Be careful, that looks like some sort of a van. No, it's an Amazon van. We're okay. Out of the rain, everyone.
Yeah, Amazon, in Lorenz's neighborhood, the Amazon van gets a police escort.
Oh, that's funny. All right, here's what we're doing today. We've got Jonas Brothers tickets for you at $650. Plus, you get the upgrade. Someone is going to get upgraded to floor seats. We'll have that going on for you. We're going to tell you who's getting handcuffed to me in our high school football picks. Somebody else lost, so now we don't have to do a pool, a poll, pull a name out of a hat. It's a straight loss for someone. And then what else? Oh, up next, though, I'm going to tell you, Wallet Hub releases this list every time there's a holiday. Like, the best places to be for Thanksgiving is their latest list. And Charlotte's actually on there. And so is Raleigh. As my mom would say, Raleigh. Did we beat Raleigh? Is Charlotte a better place to hang for Thanksgiving than Raleigh? We'll find out in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's me, Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not Manny, Manny.
Right.
Not Lauren, Loren.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Wallet Hub, they do this every time there's a holiday. They release their best places to go for the holiday. So this is based on... like traditions and celebrations that the city will have, the affordability of being in the city, safety and accessibility, weather.
Yeah, my family's coming in for the holidays this year because we have a bunch of Christmas stuff here in Charlotte.
More than Roanoke.
Oh,
so they're
way
coming
more
down.
Roanoke,
yeah. So that's so Wallet Hub did this list. Both Charlotte and Raleigh were on the list. One of the cities is in the top 10.
It's got to be ours.
You think?
Yeah,
we're the bigger city.
Yeah, we got the Speedway, we got McCaddenville, we got Carowinds. I hate to say, we blow Raleigh.
Yeah,
out of the
all
water.
The ice skating rinks. Yeah.
But this is for Thanksgiving and not Christmas.
Oh,
yeah, but doesn't all that stuff kick off that weekend?
You would think, but Raleigh was number 8. and Charlotte was number 54 amongst the U.S. cities that are best to live on Turkey Day. Stop yelling, because you're from Raleigh, producer Nicole.
What are they doing over there for Thanksgiving?
You guys don't have the Hornets. Don't have the Panthers.
Yeah, okay, but what are they doing for Thanksgiving in Raleigh? Does it not say?
I didn't print out the Raleigh one. I did print out the Charlotte one. So Charlotte came in 52 for Thanksgiving celebrations and traditions. Like, do we have a parade? Is there a Thanksgiving parade here?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Affordability was number 23. Safety and accessibility was number 49.
We have a really good parade in Raleigh.
Okay.
And it's a really big deal. Like, the 2 years that I've been here, I haven't heard people make such a big stink about the one here. But the one in Raleigh, like, everybody goes to.
Y'all do big balloons?
We do big stuff.
Like on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
You got yourselves a big Elmo or giant Cookie Monster?
Because if you ain't, I ain't coming.
I love Cookie Monster. He cracks me up. Okay. So Raleigh was 8 with a 61.8 score, and Charlotte was 54 with an overall 54.9 score. So not that much more, but do you know that we're going to spend $4.4 billion?
That's crazy.
On Thanksgiving?
It's expensive to host Thanksgiving dinner.
Come on, man. You're right. Too expensive, if you ask me.
Yeah.
All right, Lauren, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
All right, so Drake, he tried to perform for a group, and they weren't having it. He got booed off stage. I'll tell you what happened coming up in the dirty in 3 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lauren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Khloe Kardashian is apologizing after her fans called her out on social media. I guess when she was called up for her People's Choice Award for Best Reality Show with Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she didn't realize that she also had won for Best Reality Star. And everybody else in the group had said something except for her. And when they got off stage, you know, people started calling her out on social media, and she said, "It's so loud up there. You guys don't understand. I had no idea that I won an individual award." So when we walked off stage and somebody told me, I felt so badly.
That's a cool move.
But I'm very grateful and appreciative.
Hey, tell the person who won this that I'm really happy for them. That was you. What?
Ariana Grande, she is getting into the Christmas spirit. She's still on her Sweetener tour. I'm like, this poor girl, sit down. Have a break. But she just added 4 new Christmas songs to her set. So she will now be performing Christmas and Chill, Winter Things, True Love, and Santa Tell Me.
Oh, love it. I was listening to K104. They had Christmas music on.
Our sister station's already Christmas?
Well, their second station. They're HD2.
Okay.
I was on their HD2. And so yesterday I was driving around town just listening to all the Christmas music, having a good old time.
Nice. So Drake. Apparently, you know, maybe not everybody loves Drake, or maybe it's just not who they were expecting to see. So Tyler, the Creator, has a festival, and he had been tweeting out that there was a big star coming to headline, and a lot of people were expecting to see Frank Ocean. So when Drake came out on stage and he tried to perform, he was met with a lot of boos.
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Oh, bravo.
Sesame Street.
Those are the two old guys from the Muppet Show.
From the Muppet Show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. Frank Ocean, I think, isn't Drake an upgrade from Frank Ocean?
That's what I think. Let's hear the audio.
Like I said, I'm here for you tonight. If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. What's up? If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. But look.
I don't get it.
It's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
I don't get it. Look.
So he just left?
I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to sit there and perform for people who are booing for you.
No, but is Drake hated a lot more than what we think?
No, I think that they were just expecting to see Frank Ocean.
That's nuts. That's crazy. Okay.
So cool move, though.
Drake afterward was like, listen, I wasn't who they were expecting to see. It's fine. It wasn't my night.
We're sorry. The winner of American Idol Season 12 can't be here, but instead, it's Sam Smith. Boo!
Get off the stage,
we
Sam!
We want Eric Johnson!
Well, Frank Ocean does better.
Hello, I'm Sam Smith.
What?
All right.
You get the idea.
I gotcha.
That's how it feels, though.
Yeah. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you why the Spice Girls turned down an appearance with Adele.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, they probably don't want to be attached to somebody like Adele who sucks. Okay. Clearly, that's the society we're in now. All right. We got to get to the finals are here. We normally do this on Fridays and Mondays, but since Loren was out yesterday, we pick high school football games each week. And I have 4 losses. The rest of you 3, Nicole, Loren, and Roy, were all tied with 1 loss. Somebody else lost this week, and the consequences are near. We'll tell you what's going on and who lost in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Oh, it's going down. The Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show. High school football pick of the week has come to an end. We've been doing it for the past 12 to 13 weeks.
Yeah, baby! Woo!
And we've been picking local high schools, rallying around the kids, rooting them on. Now, the 2 people on the show with the worst records, the worst picks, are going to be handcuffed together for 24 hours. Manny, you are in the losing block because you have 4 losses?
I think 5, right, Producer Nicole?
Well, we're getting to the
result. Had 4 before Friday.
Yeah, and then I lost again.
And you chose Marvin Ridge, and you lost again.
I took my hometown team. I thought the boys would step up for me.
No.
No, I lost again.
No, but you know what? They said, oh, here comes the plague of football rooting me on. You ruined the team.
I haven't had a win since early October. Let's put it that way.
Like, you finished your high school season 7-5.
Yeah, that's not good. But I got to sit back and watch the rest of you 3 sweat to see who's going to be handcuffed to me for 24 hours.
And us 3 only have 1 wins.
And, 1 loss.
1 loss.
1 loss. The rest wins. And someone lost Friday. And they will be handcuffed to Manny for 24 hours. Nicole, can you go to the rundown of who had what for what school?
I can. You had Audrey Kell. That was a sure win.
Uh-huh. And did I?
Yep, you won. So you finished 11-1.
All right, so somewhere between Nicole and Loren.
1. Look at Roy. Dude, if I were you, I'd start gambling on sports.
Right?
Well, you remember when you and I went to Dave and Buster's? And we were gambling on sports. And
March Madness.
And I took like $40 from you.
I explained to Roy that he could still win the bet even if his team lost because they had enough points to cover. And he was like, what? All right, Roy, you're safe. Congratulations. 11-1. A hell of a season, buddy.
All right, so it's Loren versus Nicole. However you want to do this, Nicole.
So I chose West Mecklenburg. They played South Mecklenburg. A little nervous, but my team won. So I finished 11-1.
Uh-oh, Loren.
Yeah. I, you know what? I've got an issue here.
You picked a surefire, didn't you?
I did. So I picked South Point with an E, over Greer. And
what was the numbers? What was the stats behind that?
I think South Point was like either undefeated or they were like had 1 loss. And Greer was like somewhere in the middle. Well, here's the other thing that I didn't know. This was already a playoff game. And I had no idea.
Oh, I don't know how that works.
And South Point lost.
Yeah, but you were up against a team that had the odds weren't in your...
I know.
And by the way, this is the
thing.
This is the fans are really passionate at South Point because there's like 12 arrests at a football game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not this week, but in previous weeks. Yeah. So I was, I thought for sure, I'm like, these kids are passionate. Like,
yeah, they're going to win.
They've got a great record.
And what, they just have a bad day? And just...
What are we going to do for 24 hours, Loren? You and I are handcuffed together starting at 8 a.m. When are we doing it? Next Thursday?
Yeah, I don't know, buddy, but I feel bad for you because I got to go see the cobbler and
you're
curtains
sick.
From the...
You're so busy. Yeah. I'm just going to need roller skates and you just pull me around and we'll do whatever. But at least you live close to me.
Yeah, that's true.
I live in Waxhaw. You're in the Ballantyne area.
Yeah,
so
but
that's...
we both got kids, so how are we going to do bedtime?
We'll have to figure it all out.
Because you're going to be handcuffed. Hey, it's a good thing you have an au pair.
Yeah, can we handcuff her, too?
No.
I got
somebody's
Loren on my left,
haircut.
The au pair on my right. All right, congratulations, Producer Nicole. Congratulations to Roy, and congratulations to you, Loren. You get to be handcuffed next to me starting at... I guess we'll do it starting at 6:35 next Thursday at this time.
Next Thursday, this time, yeah.
Were you not here?
I think we're going to have to look at the date.
No, okay.
Already agree. We already blocked it
off. Oh, next Thursday. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Lorraine wasn't paying attention because she was so cocky in our production meeting talking about this that she didn't think she was going to lose.
Because I thought for sure I was going to lose.
Any date's fine with me. I'm not going to lose.
All right. There you have it.
I really did think that going into this weekend. So thank you, South Point.
Congratulations to all the high school athletes from this year. Thanks for letting us be part of your football season. And we'll do it again next year with a different outcome. We'll have a different bet, okay. I guess. You know what I mean?
All right.
What are we doing next, Roy?
We are going to be giving away Jonas Brothers tickets. And not only are we just giving away concert tickets, but your chance to get upgraded to within the first five rows. If you want these, don't go anywhere in 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Morning Show, Kids 95.
It is time to give away Jonas Brothers tickets. They're going to be coming to Charlotte Wednesday, November 20th. Also, your chance to get these tickets upgraded to within the first five rows. That's what we got on the line. Let's bring in Megan from Statesville. You're calling number 9.
Are you a big Joe Bro fan, Megan?
I am.
You ever seen them in concert before?
I have a couple times.
Ooh, good. We got a live one here who's really excited to go to the show on November 20th. How do we win, Roy?
All you have to do is identify the Joe Bro.
Okay.
Get your ears on your phone. Listen to this.
This year has been, I think, for she and I both, probably the craziest of our lives, but really nice to kind of have that centering, grounding feeling with each other.
Now, before you blurt it out, listen to Roy explain who you should pick. Roy, tell her who she should pick.
I would pick not Kevin.
Who is that, Megan?
I believe it's Joe.
No, she says Joe.
Mm. Okay, let's listen again.
This year has been, I think, for she and I both, probably the craziest of our lives, but really nice to kind of have that centering, grounding feeling with each other.
I would keep guessing.
Yeah, if you would like to change your guess.
Yep, it's Nick.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's right. You know, a lot of people have a hard time between Joe and Nick, but everyone knows Kevin's voice. I've noticed that.
Yeah. I think I know Nick's voice the most. Like, he's got a cadence.
Yeah.
Nick talking about Priyanka in that clip there. And Megan, it doesn't matter. You're going to win. You got yourself a pair of tickets to go to the show November 20th at the Spectrum Center.
Hey.
Joe Bro Radio, who are you going to take with you?
Probably my sister.
Okay. You guys enjoy it. Hold up a sign that says, the MRL show got us here.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Megan. Hold on a second. Congratulations. Another pair of tickets going out tomorrow. We'll do that at 7:50 Wednesday morning.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
All right. So I got invited to a birthday party, but I was requested not to do something, and it's such a strange request that I now don't even want to go.
Can you come to the party, Roy, but will you hold off on singing happy birthday because your voice just...
And the person's like, there's nothing personal, and I'm like, it is. It's everything personal. And now I don't want to go to this birthday party. Let me tell you what's going on in 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So I'm invited to a birthday party, and I was told to do something, and I think it's super weird. I don't like it.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I was invited to this party and told specifically not to take photos and post on social media because they couldn't invite everyone. And so they just don't want everyone to know. It's like a secret.
Oh.
But you think that's a personal attack?
No. I don't think it's
well, you said that 5 minutes ago. You said you're taking it personally.
Not to me, but it's to the other people that they didn't invite.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? They didn't want to invite everyone.
Well, maybe they couldn't. Like, I've been to parties where, like, people are like, I just...
See, it's personal.
No, it's not personal.
Okay.
I think it's bougie.
Oh, you're saying, well, there's only 17 people that can fit on this yacht. Is that what you're saying?
Don't take pictures. I don't want my silverware out in the public. That china is very expensive. I don't want people to know my travel schedule. Don't post.
Yeah. You didn't want to show the jewels? Is that? Yes. You didn't want to show all the diamonds?
No, but I just know, like, sometimes, you know, you don't want to, like, post it all over social media because maybe there's people at work that couldn't come or, you know, you didn't end up inviting. Or
listen, it's not like they told me it's a budget thing because I did ask that. I'm like, oh, are things, you know, is it because you couldn't afford a big party or, you know?
You did? You asked that?
Yeah, because if there was an issue, maybe I could help pick up. Oh. I could pay for the pizzas or something. You know what I mean? Like, maybe nice. I could help.
Yeah.
Somehow. But no, there's just some people, specifically a few friends, that think that they are better friends than what they are, and then they're not being invited. And she knows that not inviting them is going to cause a whole thing, and so she wants everyone to be a secret. And I'm like, I feel dirty. I feel like I'm the mistress, and I'm being, you know, snuck in. And
can I tell you how this goes wrong?
Someone's going to post something?
Oh, 100%.
Or I talk about it on the radio and screw everything up?
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, but we've been, like, my group of friends has been in this position before, and we hadn't invited somebody specifically to a party. And I guess there was a falling out going on between a couple people anyway, so that person just didn't get invited. Well, that person heard about it through the grapevine and then ended up texting everyone and wanted to know why they weren't invited.
And I don't want to be part of that.
Is this person someone we know, and are Loren and I the ones that shouldn't be looking at the pictures? Just asking.
Yes, you do know this person.
Should we have been invited to the birthday?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Okay, so it wasn't us?
That's what it sounds like.
Well, you're not as close. There's other people that'd be way more offended if they okay. found out they weren't invited.
Okay,
to you two.
All right. Let's do this real quick though, Roy and Loren, because it is funny and something that just popped into my head. Like, I wonder how many people have been to a really cool event. Like, maybe you met a celebrity, or a celebrity was at a wedding or at a party you were at, and they were like, whatever you do, do not post pictures. Because, you know, now just saying that you met someone or just telling someone about your experience isn't the same as having the picture to put it on Instagram.
Right. Nobody will believe you, yeah.
So if you were someone who had a really cool event, but you couldn't take pictures of it, or you were told not to take pictures at the event, give us a call real quick, 704-570-9595. And maybe you could just tell Roy, hey, you're still going to have fun.
Well, it's not like there's a... It's not like there was a big celebrity at this party.
No, I get it.
Didn't you go to a celebrity's party where they told you couldn't take pictures?
And I took photos anyway. Yeah.
Who was that?
I went to Luke Bryan's house to watch the Super Bowl. And man, he throws a party. I was taking photos of everything. No, I didn't share them.
He didn't share them, but he told everybody he was at Luke Bryan's house anyway, so it doesn't matter. You might as well have posted them.
I didn't share. I just tagged it because I wanted to keep photos of it because I thought it was cool.
So wait, is this preventing you then, since they don't want you to take pictures at this birthday party, is this preventing you from like really going? Are you really considering?
Well, my thing is that she said, well, it's nothing personal. And I'm like, it is personal because you don't want to invite certain people. Like here's what's going to happen. The person's going to invite me out somewhere, and I'm going to have to tell them no. And the friend that they're trying to avoid, then that friend's going to ask the other friend, hey, do you want to go do something? That all their friends are going to be busy that day, and that person's going to figure it out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
They're going to get busted.
And then I'm in this weird drama of why I am part of this secret party.
It will help you stay present in the moment, though, instead of being on social media and posting pictures and that kind of stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
So.
Good morning, Anonymous in Gastonia. You're on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Hi, yes. I wanted to talk about remitting no pictures at a party.
Go ahead. Yeah, Roy's dealing with this.
So I recently went to a Halloween party, and it was with a bunch of people that we worked together at the hospital, and about half of us called out of work that night. So we were all talking. Nobody takes pictures. Nobody tell anybody. We can't be seen by our bosses at this party. They still don't know. So that could be a reason. Maybe they just don't want their bosses to know what you're doing.
Oh, no. Roy said straight up they don't want people that weren't invited to know that there was a party.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And that's my beef.
We hid it from our bosses and some people at work because we were like, oh, we're skipping out of work. We didn't want to get caught, like, bailing out of work because we can't call out, you know, that office at the hospital. So, yeah.
Did you enjoy yourself even though you didn't get to post pictures?
We had so much fun. We had too many jello shots and too much Witch's Brew.
That's good. Awesome. Sounds like it was a good thing pictures weren't taken anyway. Thanks, Anonymous.
And the other side of this is, like, I'm not the greatest at keeping secrets on top of that. Like, I feel like I'm going to ruin everything.
Well, you've already blurted it out on the radio.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, maybe they can connect the dots. Taylor in Concord. Now, your story involves a celebrity. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so me and my friends were out celebrating her birthday. And all of a sudden, the table behind us was Jason Aldean with, like, five of his friends. And about 15, 16-year-old girl walked over and asked for an autograph. And he was like, oh, no, no autographs, no pictures. He goes, I'm just here celebrating my friend's baby. Like, we don't want that kind of attention. It's all about them. And he was, like, not mean about it. It was super cool because he didn't want to take that away from his friends.
Yeah. Right.
But I was behind him fangirling the whole time.
And then,
yeah, and that was kind of the same thing with, like, Luke Bryan's Super Bowl party. He was kind of the same thing. He's like, I don't want this to be, one, it's his home, and he didn't want his home on the street. Mm-hmm. And two, it's not like a fan meet and greet with a bunch of fans. It's like, this is a party. Just enjoy yourself.
Right, you're in my personal space, my personal home. Yeah,
I know. I got so busted, by the way, taking photos.
Thanks, Taylor.
There's people had to tell me to put my phone away.
I wonder if somebody went to a wedding where there was a celebrity, because, you know, we've talked about this before, like when Taylor Swift photo bombs rushes a wedding, or like Bill Murray does it down in Charleston all the time.
All the time, yeah.
And he shows up at weddings. Well, then all of a sudden it takes away. It's cool, but it takes away from the bride and groom's big day.
Well, isn't there a music video where that happened?
Yeah, I think it was Maroon 5.
Yeah, they showed up to someone's wedding, and I kind of felt the same way. Because they brought a film crew, and they just kind of took over somebody's wedding.
Which, I would be completely okay with it.
Yeah, for a moment. As long as they did their thing and left.
Okay, Adam, you said one song. We're on five.
You know what I'm saying?
Back to me now. It's Lorraine. Jump on the phone, though. If you were at a wedding and there was a celebrity there, and you couldn't take pictures with the celebrity, and you just had to tell the story, because isn't it funny, the society we live in now, where the story is like, we go, prove it.
Yeah, right? And you can't.
Let me see the picture. I don't have one. What? And it didn't happen. Isn't that mind-numbing? All right, give us a call, 704-570-9595. Buddy, keep us updated on whether or not you go to the wedding, and then maybe, the birthday party. Yeah. And maybe what we'll do is we'll take donations for Levine Children's Hospital, and we'll have you post a picture for donations. You know, like, let's say we get $1,000, and then we tell you to post a picture from the birthday party.
Okay.
See, what do you do?
I know. I don't know.
It's $1,000 for the hospital, but your friend told you not to post pictures.
I'll probably do anything for the hospital.
There you go.
Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, KISS95.1, who is this?
Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny Roy and Lorraine. KISS95.1.
This is Adam and Monroe. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hi. So you weren't allowed to take photos at a wedding. Why?
So we were told as soon as we got to the wedding, we're not allowed to take any because Eric Church was there. He's a country singer.
Now, see, that's so interesting that, I don't know. I guess I wouldn't think Eric Church would. So
wait, hold on. You don't think Eric Church, like, cause I'm not a big country fan, but I know that name.
I think he would draw attention.
I didn't know the name. Yeah. I mean, I like country music. I listen to all kinds of music, but it's back when he broke his ankle when he got hurt on stage.
Yeah,
and yeah, they were like no pictures at all. Like he'll be there, you know.
Wanted to look like he was out partying.
And here's my thing: like with the girl who called about Jason Aldean, he was people would come up and be like, "Hey, listen, I want to take photos. I want to make it about them." I think if there's another level to it, before you even walk in, they're like, "Hey, Eric Church is here. Keep your phones away."
I feel like there's an invitation.
It was family, like, because it was family that was marrying into his family.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they were like, no photos. Like, that's why we have a photographer and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the invitation, it said you and Eric Church are invited to a wedding, and let's not bother him.
Yeah.
All right, Adam. Thanks, man. And it's a good story to tell. We don't need the pictures. We trust you and believe you, bud.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it.
Courtney from Huntersville, welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hi. Hey. So a celebrity was at a party and you weren't allowed to take photos. Who was that celebrity?
So I nanny just for a family, and their neighbor happens to be one of the quarterback coaches for the Panthers. I think his name is like Scott. I don't know if that makes the name or I don't know.
Okay.
His name's Scott. And so they were having a barbecue and they're like, hey, you just hang out, watch the kids. So sure. So, you know, I started to see, you know, like just like rather large people coming in. And I can tell they're obviously football players. And then Cam Newton walks in. And
you can't miss Cam. He's like 6'6" and probably
no. And he was dressed like an idiot.
Oh. How wow. dare you say that? You know we're Cam fans.
I know, but he had like a fanny pack on. But so he starts like playing with, you know, the kids at the party, and I was like, this is amazing. I've got to get this. And he's like running around the yard, pushing them in their little like cars. So I snuck into my house next door. And I'm like hiding in the window behind the blinds like a creep, taking videos of Cam running around the yard.
So, were you told not to take pictures, or were you just trying to play it cool by not doing it?
Oh, no, they were like, don't take any pictures. And I was like, screw you guys, I'm taking photos.
Paparazzi over here, working for TMZ.
With our long lens.
Yeah, it was just too good not to get it. I mean, he was just being so nice and cool, and I wanted a video, so.
There you go. All right, well, thanks, Courtney. Thanks for the call.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So congratulations to Lamar Odom. This is breaking news. He is engaged.
Whoa.
To his girlfriend, Sabrina Parr, who is a life coach and personal trainer from Ohio. So the Spice Girls had the opportunity to perform with Adele. Now, this is when they were performing at Wembley Stadium in London over the summer, and Adele was at the concert. Well, she wanted to come on stage and perform with them to become one, and the Spice Girls passed on it because they were afraid to be upstage.
Yeah.
Mel C, she said, you know, Mel B, she said, no, it, you know, nobody wants to sing with Adele. Like, thank you for the opportunity, but we're going to pass. Yeah. Love you. Mean it. Jesse Smollett.
You can open for us, though.
Yeah. No, nobody even wants to go after that. Yeah, like, you can close the show for us. Yeah. Jesse Smollett may return to Empire. Vivica A. Fox says it's not completely out of the question. She was asked about Jesse, and she hinted at it. And then Andy Cohen sat down and asked, you know, is Empire still, is it wrapped? Are we going to see him by the end of the season? But she said, who knows? Don't count him out. Y'all may see him.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So could be returning. But that is your Dirty for now.
All right. Let's put Campy Loren, 704-570-9595. 8 wins.
We had 2 people play against each other yesterday because you weren't here.
Yeah, it didn't count against you.
Okay.
A call now. Take the win now.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
Hi, Pryor. Welcome to the Mini Roy and Lorette Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Pryor, I'm still a little under the weather, so you might have a leg up on me today. So let's see how you're doing. Can't Beat Lorette.
All right, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right, Lorette is putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Hey, Pryor, who played Noah in the movie The Notebook? Because he's celebrating his 39th birthday today.
Ryan Gosling.
People thought Gwen Stefani was wearing a wedding ring at the PCAs, but she informed everybody that it wasn't. Who was her boyfriend she was sitting next to? Happy 52nd birthday to Jimmy Kimmel. He's best known for hosting the late night talk show, Jimmy Kimmel Live. Is that an NBC show or an ABC show?
NBC.
I'm sorry?
NBC.
Okay, question 4. Khloe Kardashian got called out on social media for not giving an acceptance speech saying thanks, too. Well, it turns out she didn't even notice that she'd won. We need to hear that audio. I gotta hear that. That's funny. Who's Khloe's ex that helps raise her child?
Dang it. I can't remember his name. I don't know.
All right, question 5. Happy 64th birthday to Whoopi Goldberg. We could watch her daily on what show?
I don't know that one.
Well, the. You're close. The.
I don't remember.
All right, come on in, Lorraine.
Lorraine, it is going to be a battle. Pryor got 2 correct.
Okay.
All right. Let's see how you do, Rusty Dusty over there. Happy 39th birthday to the man who played Noah in The Notebook.
Ryan Gosling.
1-1.
People thought Gwen Stefani was wearing a wedding ring at the People's Choice Awards, but she informed everyone that it wasn't. It was just a regular ring. She was sitting next to her boyfriend. Who is that?
Blake Shelton.
2-2.
Happy 52nd birthday to Jimmy Kimmel. He's best known for hosting the late-night talk show Jimmy Kimmel Live. Is that an NBC show or an ABC show?
I'm going to say ABC.
That is correct. Pryor said NBC 3-2.
That's the Fallon NBC. Question 4. Khloe Kardashian got called out on social media for not giving an acceptance speech and saying thank you after she won an award. Well, it turns out she didn't even know she won. Who is Khloe's ex that's helping raise her child?
Tristan Thompson.
4-2. No answer from Pryor.
That's a hard one.
And really?
Well, I mean, we haven't talked about him in a hot minute.
Happy 64th birthday to Whoopi Goldberg. We can watch her daily on what show?
The View.
That is correct. No answer from Pryor. Final score 5-2.
Pryor, I'm sorry. You know what I'm going to have you say before we let you go today.
I'm Pryor and I can't beat Loren.
But you have an awesome name.
Yeah, it is a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Pryor, have a great day. Make sure you're listening to War of the Roses. Kara says that her man, Seth, sent a text message to her, but she doesn't think it was for her. It was a spicy text message that she suspects he meant to send to someone else. We'll test the relationship in less than 5.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Kara, in your email to us, you said that you have been dating your boyfriend, Seth, for a year, but you received a text message that you don't think was for you.
Yeah, like last Tuesday night, my boyfriend, Seth, who we've been, like I said, we've been dating for about a year. He usually goes to kickball on Tuesday nights, and we usually text each other before we go to bed at night, you know, just to check in. And on Tuesday night, I got a text from him that said, OMG, that was amazing. My body is still shaking. And at first I thought maybe like it was something from kickball, like they just had a really good game and he was sore, but I don't know, then it just seemed really weird. And so I tried to like text him and check in and be like, hey, are you okay? Did you get hurt? And he didn't respond to me. And so I tried calling him. I tried texting him some more just to be like, hey, babe, let me know. I just want to make sure you didn't get hurt during game. And I didn't hear from him for like 2 hours. So one of my friends suggested that I go on War of the Roses because she said she thought it sounded like he might be cheating on me. That might have been like a sex that was meant for another girl.
Yeah, I mean, if you said your body's aching or like, you know, I'm hurting.
Yeah.
Has he ever said that after anything involving you two?
No. And like, that just seemed like a weird, like, text to send before bed. Usually it's like, good night, or I love you, or, you know, yeah, like, you know, something sweet.
Have you asked him?
I did ask him, but he just said it had something to do with kickball, and I just still feel weird about it. I don't think it feels right.
Yeah, I would say so. I would be uneasy with that text message.
We're going to get an answer here. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on that card, because that's usually the good tip-off, and we get the most information, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. I am dialing him up. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, I'm looking for Seth, please.
I'm Seth.
Hey, my name is Jennifer. I am calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling because we have your name here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. We're a new romantic gift company. We're trying to get our name out there. So, we did one of those tag contests on Instagram where your friends tag you in our post. And we randomly selected you. Congratulations.
Wow, that's different. Wow, thank you.
Yeah, so I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to the one you love. Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send flowers to?
Wow. Sure. Yeah. Let's send them to Kendall.
And just for our market research, do you mind me asking what your relationship is?
Yeah. Sure. We're just kind of talking. We're dating, I guess.
Okay. Great. And I also have a note, a little card to go with her flowers. What would you like to put on that note?
Oh, cool. shoot. How about kind of a fun thing we say? I guess I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You make my body quiver.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I knew it.
Seth, that's your girlfriend, Kara. She's been on the phone this whole time. She's heard everything. So, yeah.
You're such a pig.
No.
I can't believe you would do this to me. You know what? Go hang out with whoever's making you quiver. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't want to see you anymore.
Kara, do you want questions answered? I mean, we have them on the phone right now.
Honestly, I'm just sick to my stomach, and I don't want anything to do with beauty stuff. I can't believe you would do this. You're such a jerk.
Kara, that's not what I meant.
All right, well, Seth, start talking then, because doesn't sound like she's going to be on the phone much longer.
How do you not mean to send the flower? I mean, come on.
Your girl, Kendall, you make my body quiver. I mean...
You're caught.
She's on my kickball team, and she helps rub the ointment on my back when I'm sore. That's all.
Because that's believable.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah, I just... Oh, man.
No. That's not okay with me. No, you can go do your kickball. I don't even want to talk to you.
Honestly, Seth, even before the card, I asked you what your relationship with Kendall was, and you said you guys were talking. So regardless on whether she rubs ointment on your back after a game or not, or you guys are moving furniture together, having adult time, you're caught. You're cheating.
Well, thanks for calling me out.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
It's funny. Kara on that War of the Roses, she thought that Seth sent the text message to her accidentally. And he admitted that he did in that war. It was meant for somebody else. And then he tried to make up some lame excuse, but he was clearly cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Loren, yesterday I told everyone that my wife was doing that. She was texting the wrong person. Multiple times she texted the wrong person. And his name is Greg T, and he used to work with Elvis Duran in New York at a radio show, the Elvis Duran Show.
Yeah.
And now he works at his own station at KTU in New York, but... I had him listed in my phone as Greg T. My neighbor, his first name's Greg, and his last name begins with a T. So my wife was like, I don't think our neighbor Greg likes me, because I've asked Greg a bunch of times, like, is Dean there? Can you send Dean home? can your daughter eat peanut butter and jelly? Do you mind if, you guys come down for a fire? We have the fire pit going. Mm-hmm. And he never responded, neighbor.
And it's probably really weird if, like, you're with your friends and be like, oh, well, Greg just responded to me. Right. He's not responding to you.
Right.
Right? So that's what happened. One neighbor was like, no, Greg, yeah, Greg always responds. And then I'm at the fire pit on Sunday and this conversation is going on. And then I hear Amanda go, I have a 201 number for Greg. And that's New Jersey. My neighbor Greg is from Missouri, mm-hmm. like the St. Louis area. So she's like, it's a 201 number. And I go, oh, no, babe. I said, you've been texting Greg T, the frat boy, who's been doing radio up with Elvis Duran for the last 20 years.
Did he change his number, though? Because I would imagine, like, if I got a couple text messages that is like, hey, is Dean over there? Can your daughter eat PB&J? I'd be like, I think you have the wrong person.
You would think Greg would text back right. and say that. He didn't. But he did give a whole explanation on our Rap Party podcast. Roy and I got a hold of Greg T, the frat boy, and he's actually on yesterday's Rap Party podcast explaining what went on and why he didn't hit back.
Yep. So make sure you get the Rap Party podcast. It's on our MRL on demand.
But we can imagine this happens a lot. So why don't we line up a bunch of phone calls and talk about not the time that you received a text from someone, but the time that you accidentally sent a text message to someone, and it wasn't meant for that person. 704-570-9595. Could we find someone who was, like, talking bad about the person and sent it to that person?
Yeah.
I mean, that is, like, the ultimate foot-in-mouth moment.
Yeah.
Right? Or you talk bad about your boss, and he's on a text. See, I hate those text chains.
I know. Text chains are the worst. But I would imagine that you could do the accidental text to the one person if you're, like, speak texting.
704-570-9595. 9595. That's how you can reach out to us. When did you accidentally text the person that you were talking about?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Give us a phone call right now at 704-570-9595. Who did you text by accident? Like, were you texting about someone and that person was in the text chain? This is Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Anonymous. So what happened?
Okay, I just wanted to say I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
But this was, like, years ago. I had texted a friend about getting some God's good green earth, and it was the wrong phone number. And they responded, like, sorry, can't help you. Hope you find it, though. Good luck. And I was so embarrassed. It was crazy, but hey, they were pretty nice about it.
It's funny that you say that they're pretty nice about it, because we could also take this conversation in another direction later today. Like people that started dating after accidental phone calls or accidental texts, because it just takes a little flirting.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Right? Thanks, Anonymous. You can see that, like, people screenshot that a lot on Insta, like how I met my husband, you right. know, like, hi, who is this wrong number? And it's a whole conversation.
Let's talk with Elizabeth in Statesville. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Thanks. Hey, guys.
Hi.
I was at a 4th of July party with a bunch of friends and...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Being stupid, throwing ice at one of my friend's husbands, and it ended up slipping down the back of his pants. And so I thought it'd be funny to send him a text message, and I was like, I wanna toss some ice in your butt crack. Looking, of course. And I look at him, and he doesn't respond, and I was like, huh. And so next thing I know, I get a phone call, and it was his old phone number. I had accidentally sent it to the wrong number, and this person wasn't very friendly, and about 5 minutes after I explained to her it was a joke and wrong person, I get a call from the police department.
Come on.
Yeah, so.
What do the police say?
That they know this is stupid?
Yeah, he told me he had to follow up, and that he had no choice in it, but he understood it was a prank. And I was like, yeah, do you like ice in your butt crack?
You said that to the cop?
Yeah, he was really nice.
That is funny.
Oh, my gosh. Like, they don't have better things to be doing.
I'll tell you what.
I mean, come on. It was a hot day. You got to cool down.
A lot of times, the three of us will sit here and we'll be like, that was really funny. And we'll go to commercial and we'll be like, you think our audience fully understood what we just did? You know who understands us? Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Because Elizabeth asked the cop the same thing we would have done. Hey, you want some ice down your butt crack? You get us. Thanks, Elizabeth.
We got a text message from someone who says, I was sending petty texts and was having an argument with one of my friends. And I took screenshots of it and tried to send it to my other best friend and accidentally sent the screenshots back to the same person.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Because then you got to be like, oh, my phone messed up.
Yeah.
Ask if they're still friends. I'm curious.
This is Chris and Matthews. Welcome to the Manny Roy, the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good. Tell us what happened.
Well, I didn't do it. My fiance did it. I sent him some personal photos for his birthday, and we got him a new phone, and he was trying to send his pop some pictures of a tractor. And when he went into his Google Photos to share the photo, he accidentally sent his father the wrong photo.
Yeah, the photos were of you that you sent him for his birthday.
Yes.
How does your father-in-law react?
The same that, oh my, came out of his mouth, and it's very awkward during the holidays.
Yeah, that's awkward.
He's staring at me every Thanksgiving, and I know exactly why. Oh, thanks, Chris.
By the way, that texter said, hell no, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, but not.
Sarah had something similar happen.
Yes. So my friend was telling me about, like, drama going on in her life with her baby daddy, and I was, like, snapping her videos, and I was snapping my other friend, filling my other friend in on it, and I accidentally sent the video to her of me talking about her and what she was going through to her instead of my other friend.
How do you recover, or how do you try?
Well, I, like,
she was on the way to my house when I did it. And I was like, oh, God. So I called her. I was like, hey, don't worry about their snaps. I was like, I didn't mean to send those to you. And then when she got there, I told her and she watched it. And she was like, it's not a big deal. I don't care. And I was like, okay, good. So I thought it was going to be awkward. And then my mom's in the car and she's accidentally sent us her nudes and sent it to my dad.
Oh,
way to go, Mom.
So yeah, awkward.
And then she's talked about all of us and accidentally sent it to the wrong kid.
Your mom's a mess, and I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Be careful out there in the rain, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, like one of our callers, I think, was from Asheville. It's snowing up there.
Yeah. Okay. What you got coming up in the dirty, Lorraine?
So over the weekend, TikTok had a new challenge, and I'll tell you how Mariah Carey won the moment. It's coming up in the dirty in less than 10.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
So over the weekend, TikTok had a new challenge. It was the hashtag fantasy challenge. Where people had to show off their best dance moves performing to Mariah Carey's 1995 hit Fantasy. Well, she decided to get in on the action herself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So she made a video where she's walking out in a black motorcycle jacket and stiletto boots, and she lip syncs and dances to her own hit.
That's nice. I like when celebrities can play along.
Yeah, you too. I love Mariah Carey. She, like, has no self-awareness, and I think that's, like, the best part of her sometimes.
Well, she's like us. Go ahead. Do your dirty over fantasy.
So, Kylie Jenner, she wants everyone to know that she did not send a cease and desist letter to companies who were using the phrase rise and shine, which she went viral for. She did end up trademarking rise and shine, but there's a company called East Coast Renaissance who is claiming that they got a letter from her, and she's saying that's simply not true. Okay.
If you could avoid doing any serious conversations over this song, that would be good.
Well, I want to play Drake again.
All right, we can do that.
Okay. So, Tyler, the Creator, he had a festival where he had been teasing on Twitter that he had this big guest coming. Well, everybody assumed that it was going to be Frank Ocean, and when Drake came out on stage instead of Frank Ocean, he got booed. Listen to this.
Like I said, I'm here for you tonight. If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. What's up? If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight.
No!
Well, look, it's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
Sure, this isn't like his very first appearance ever and that this video is getting mixed up.
No, he cut his set short and he said, you know, later on, he's like, listen, I just wasn't who they were expecting. It wasn't my night.
I love that he introduced himself. Like, no one knows who he is.
Well, he was leaving.
My name is Frank Ocean. Good night, everyone.
That's what he should have done. but yeah, how awkward. That's going to be a blow to your ego, too.
Yeah, especially for someone like him who's so successful.
Yeah, for sure. The Spice Girls turned down a performance with Adele. Adele was at their performance at Wembley Stadium in London over the summer. And Adele said that she wanted to come on stage and perform Two Become One. And Mel B was like, no.
Nay.
Sorry. Like, nobody wants to perform with you, Adele. You're too good. You're going to make us look bad. I got a What Lauren Likes for you that I think, Roy, I know you're going to love it. I'm looking for a enormous artificial Christmas tree.
Okay.
For the chateau.
I love Christmas.
Now, I didn't find an enormous one. However, I found a smart tree that works with Alexa.
Oh.
If you're like a high-tech gadget person like we are. It's called Mr. Christmas. It's a 7-foot tree. It will run you about $300, but trees, I feel like, in the grand scheme of artificial trees, that's not like crazy expensive. Yeah. But it's got 13 lighted functions, so it changes, it sparkles, they do fades in and out.
So you just say, hey, Alexa, I want my tree to fade?
Yeah. Hey, Alexa, turn on the Christmas tree. So that way, too, like if you're, you know, laying in bed and you're like, I don't know if I shut off the Christmas tree, then if you have all your Alexas connected, then you can shut off your Christmas tree for your bedroom.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I also found something for you, Lauren, for What Lauren Likes. It's booze-filled Christmas ornaments.
Oh, you could pass that right over there.
There you go.
Thank you.
That can be What Lauren Likes in a couple weeks.
How does that work? You just go to your tree and open up and...
I don't know, but I want to go to that party.
I just saw the headline and sent it right to Lauren. We'll find out in tomorrow's What Lauren Likes, I'm sure. All right, hey, up next, speaking of the show, I love this. We are such an eclectic group of people with different thoughts and different ways of living life. And producer Nicole, she told us yesterday, Loren, off the air, so you're not the only one that hasn't heard this. Wait to hear. She wants to move into something.
It's not a house. Kind of.
But it's not an apartment either. It's not an RV. She wants to live inside something. We'll explain what it is coming up in just about 7 minutes. You've got to hear this.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Producer Nicole doesn't want to live in an apartment.
Mm-mm.
Does not want to live in a house.
Nope.
You want to live in a box.
What? Well, it's called a shipping container.
Okay.
I want to live in a container home. And before you judge, look
too
at this
late.
Instagram Graham page, Loren.
Okay. Late. I'm looking.
They're really cool. It's like I really love the architecture on houses, and I really like modern houses,
mm-hmm.
but I can't afford a modern house, so I want to make a shipping container.
This is a pretty modern. I mean, there's like shipping containers on top of shipping containers. Yeah. This is a 3-story house I'm looking at.
Well, yeah, those are
expensive. Yeah.
Those are the expensive
like, what
ones.
Do you mean expensive? What would like a 3-story shipping, like 3 shipping containers?
I don't know, but here's one that's smaller. It's 113 square feet for $5,000.
How could you live in 113 square feet?
That's I would say around like 900 square feet.
900. What about the 3-story one? I know you saw. Like, how much is that?
Oh, that's probably really expensive. But
I don't think it had a.
Okay. The ones that I've looked at are around 100 to 120.
You know, I'm a real estate agent. You know how, like, when you type up descriptions, it's like, look at this charming ranch. Yada, yada, yada.
How do you search for that?
There's not, like, there's communities of containers yet. It's not made its way. But, like, I envision the future and being like, this shipping container was once used from a common service of trash between New York and... You know,
but
have you seen Captain Phillips with Tom Hanks? You're going to love this place.
Okay.
Used to be rusted, newly renovated shipping container.
Like, do you have windows in these shipping containers? Because they're four walls.
Look at this. There's one here that's like halfway over the water, and it's all, the whole one side of it is glass.
Yeah, you can make them nice. And like tiny home, like the tiny home movement is something that I was super into, and I really liked it. But you go to places like... Definitely in other countries, there's a lot more communities with tiny homes and shipping containers. But there's one in Siesta Key that it's just tiny homes on the beach, and you can rent them. And I like it. I mean, I
love it.
Like, what am I going to do? I don't need a lot.
Look at this charming former Saudi Arabia oil container that's been renovated.
This shipping container you're going to love. Are you familiar with adult toys? This shipping container was filled with adult toys in 1995.
Go ahead. But when you guys want to have Christmas dinner in my shipping container, I'm going to say, I don't think so.
Wait, I have a question, though. Can you move these? Like, is this a...
like a mobile home?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, so for tiny homes, a lot of those can connect to, like, an RV or a truck. But for these, like, the ones that I've seen, they'll build it and ship to you. No pun intended. But...
Your purchase of a new container home includes security from the Port Authority.
I just wonder, like, if you could drop this next to a lake or an ocean or something, like, if there was a hurricane coming, could you move it?
Yeah, one of those giant cranes that come up and pick those things up, would pick her up and drive her down the street.
It probably cost her more to move it than the house would.
Yeah. Like, if you want Nicole to stay at your house, she could just have a truck pick herself up and deliver. Like, she doesn't need to stay inside your home.
Yeah, you'll never have to buy a hotel.
Listen, I think it's cool, Nicole, but can we get to the psychology of it?
What
like,
do you mean?
Because you just came in and nonchalantly yesterday go, I'm getting a shipping container home. And we're what?
If I could hop in your brain and tell me if I'm right or wrong, I think that you want modern for an affordable price, and this is how you accomplish it.
Yes, and I'm like, you can do a lot of solar with that. And I think it's eco-friendly.
I would think it would be really hard to heat and cool because there wouldn't be insulation.
There's some you can get a fireplace.
I guess you would put insulation in it.
I'm going
to
look
at it. I don't think you can. Like, there's nowhere to put it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I guess you're not alone because we're getting text messages. My au pair, Elena, just texted me and said she's into it, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of TV shows on Netflix that go into tiny homes and container homes, and it's really cool.
Look at this beautiful gated container community. It's where only the rich container folk live.
Does it look like a shipyard?
Let's ring Nicole's doorbell and see if she's home.
Instead of butlers, you get sailors in the gated container community.
Okay.
Wilson!
You can have Wilson in there.
Wilson, where are you?
Now listen, the whole thing sounds kind of kooky, but there's a lot of people that like this. Can you find a place in Charlotte that will do this, or is this like a very Northwestern / Maine type thing?
No, I mean, all that, I guess, I mean, I haven't done too much research because I'm not at that point in my financial life where I'm ready to buy, but there's places that there's websites and there's companies that will build it for you and then ship it to you.
So
I would just need to go through the land buying process, I think.
I'm going to say I could probably get down with this idea instead of a cabin in the woods. Like Dallas, like his dream is to have a cabin in the woods, right, and I have no interest in it.
He's a Virginia boy. I get it.
But I if you could drop like a really nice modern one of these out in the woods, I might come overnight.
Okay.
I don't know. I saw one of the bathrooms, and I could barely fit my thigh in it. I couldn't imagine living in it.
Well, Roy, this is my dream, not yours.
All right.
You know how people use these containers to collect, like, clothing and food and stuff? Nicole's going to wake up every morning. There'll be, like, food out front for the... They think it's like a pan.
Donation bin.
Like it's a Goodwill bin.
Leave her alone.
There'll be clothes and stuff out
somebody
front.
Dumping trash on her house.
We didn't bring you in here to make fun of you. My wife texted me. My wife texted me and said we were sounding mean. I'm not trying to sound mean. We're just caught off guard by your very radical forward thinking.
Okay, go home to Waxhaw.
I'm a fan of it. I couldn't live in it, but I am a fan of it. They look very cool. I know that we're given the vision that it's a rusty container.
No, these are modern looking
homes. Post a picture at the MRL show on Insta of your favorite one that you want to put up, okay? Show your best representation of your container home.
And I'll be your agent. Right. We'll make it happen.
All right. All right, hey, up next, don't buy this stuff. You should be renting it. And in fact, someone on the show says that they rent this stuff. We'll explain what we're talking about in less than 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. It's the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. The Transformers back together, as we call it. Loren's here today. You started off the show saying that you felt 60% at about 6:10 this morning.
Yeah.
And I said around 8:45, you might feel 80%.
I probably feel about that right now.
Do you?
Yeah.
You feel about 80%?
Yeah, I feel a little better.
All right.
Well,
I guess I'm right.
Yes. We found out that you should be renting this, and I don't think many people do, and someone on the show says they do. And that's renting your clothes.
I rent my clothes.
I'm surprised at you.
Really?
Yeah.
This is like not an endorsement. I'm not sponsored by these people. I would love to work with them, but I use that like Rent the Runway Unlimited. So you pay like a flat, you know, thing a month, and then you can change out like I think it's 4 pieces as often as you want, and like they pay for shipping back and forth, and it's great. Like, I mean, quite honestly, like if I'm being honest, I don't really fit in my clothes like from pre-baby. I can squeeze into them, but they're not comfortable. And instead of buying a whole new wardrobe, this was just the easier thing for me to do in hopes that I would lose the weight and be able to get back into those clothes.
Yeah, that's what pretty much this article is saying, that having an extensive wardrobe is an expensive wardrobe. And so there's evidently this service called Nuuly, which owns Anthropologie. And the service costs $88 for 6 pieces a month.
That's great. Nuuly?
Yeah.
Looking it up. I love Anthro.
So how do you do? Is there like a Charlotte company you use? How are you doing?
It's like a national company. And they send you like a garment bag. So you pick the 4 pieces you want online or on the app. And like you can get bags. You can't get shoes, but you can do bags, pants, dresses, formal dresses, workwear, jeans. Like they have everything.
Okay.
And then you just pick your 4 pieces and they ship it to you in a garment bag. And when you're done with it, you just ship it back.
Wow. You have to wash it?
No, they do all the dry cleaning for you. So it comes clean and you just ship it back.
So this is, I guess it's fair to say, the clothes that you get in the mail, someone else wore.
Yeah.
We should do one where like we rent it and then clearly there was a crime scene, like just blood all over it, and then just ship it back.
You would be charged
nicely
for that.
Nicely in the garment bag.
You would definitely be charged for that.
See if they ask any questions like, are you okay?
Yeah. Or like take it to like a paintball range and just destroy it and then just send it back. And go, hey, listen, when I put it in the bag, it was normal. I don't know what the heck happened.
Roy, what is that one called? I'm trying to find it online.
N-U-U-L-Y, newly.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, besides renting clothes and not wearing your own clothes, I bet you there's a bunch of people listening to us right now who might be wearing someone's clothes, like a friend.
Borrowed.
Hand me down.
My brother, Kevin, who lives in Chicago, is the biggest thief. Like, he'll come to my house, and I've caught him, like, going through my drawers and, like, taking T-shirts and stuff.
Dallas's best friend does it to him. And this is, they're not even, like, related, but Dallas caught his buddy Tim wearing like one of his hokey shirts and he called him out on it. And but Tim like totally denied it.
Oh, that's funny.
It's mine.
Way
he's
go,
like,
Tim.
No, we just have the same shirt. Dallas is like, it looks like a Schmedia Monio. That's my shirt.
We know Tim. That's funny. Yeah, my brother's like, you just have cooler T-shirts than I do. So he took like a couple MRL shirts. I had this MTV shirt that I love that I got when I worked there. He had that. In fact, when I went to Chicago, I hadn't seen that shirt in 2 years. He was wearing it. I go, oh,
yeah,
there's my shirt. Must be nice. I wonder, all right, give us a call. If you're wearing someone else's clothes right now that you didn't rent, but you borrowed, give us a call, 704-570-9595. A little social experiment to see how often this happens.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Talking about renting clothes, there's a service that Roy found where you can rent your clothes. And surprisingly enough, our very own Bougie Loren says that she rents clothes.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. Will you be renting any holiday attire?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For our Christmas or for our holiday party that we're going to have with clients?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be rented?
Yeah. Oh. I love it just because it's like, you don't have to go out and like shop for new things. You can already see the looks put together. And then if you need something formal, it's not like, I mean, how many formal places are, you know what I mean, around?
Remember the one time I squeezed lemon on your pants and you got mad at me?
Yeah, that's when I stopped buying clothes.
Oh, that was, I thought maybe that was a rental.
No.
Oh, okay. Roy, not only do people rent the clothes, they also steal clothes and just wear stuff that's not theirs.
Yeah.
And that's happening all over the Charlotte area.
Let's talk with Kristen in Fort Mill. You steal clothes?
Yes, I do.
What do you do?
Well, it's more like a swap. So, I'm in a tall family. My son has actually grown like 5 inches in the last 6 months. He's 6'6". So his men's tall, small rain jacket fits me better. I've actually lost some weight, you know, gained some muscle tone. And now he's wearing my woman's large, tall rain jacket today because it fits him better. So that swap actually worked out pretty well. And his rain jacket, even though it's a women's, it has a zipper. So unless you're really paying a lot of attention, you can't tell that it's a woman's jacket.
I told you guys a while ago I was trying to shop for some joggers. Like, I wanted some camo joggers, and the guys didn't have them. So I was in the women's section at the Kohl's looking for joggers, and the woman goes, is that Manny? You know you're in the women's section, right? I go, yeah, and just trying to find some joggers. But I got out of there. I don't know. I was like, I don't know.
You're online next time. Nobody will see you.
I know, but I had to see, like.
You got
to
try them
I got to try it. Yeah.
Oh, listen, I went bra shopping. And it was for a charity event where you wear men in bras charity event.
Sure it was.
And and being in the store, you know, Target, looking at all the bras, asking women, hey, what size do you think I am?
Oh, that is creepy, Roy.
What else am I supposed to do?
I look good in this.
I don't know. You could have asked me.
Thanks, Kristen. You know, I was down at Fort Mill yesterday, Kristen.
Bye-bye.
I was down in your I have this nice little area down there.
Yeah, they have like a little town.
They do. They have a downtown area that's really cool. And then they have like this like old factory area where there's restaurants and stuff. It's nice. I like Fort Mill.
This is Aaron in Wilkesboro. Hey, Aaron.
Hi.
So what happened to you? What'd you do to your husband?
When he gets a new hoodie sweatshirt that I like, I shrink it on purpose because he's quite a bit bigger than me.
That's mean. You shrink his stuff so that he can't wear it anymore, and then you take it and put it in your own wardrobe.
Right. I'm actually wearing one right now. It's a Last Election hoodie.
That's awesome. You got to go to the MRL show shop at kiss95.1.com and get our hoodie. It's really cool. It's got the Manny, Roy, and Loren logo in Friends writing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And we're offering free shipping using code free shipping 2019, okay?
Awesome.
Thanks, Aaron. Okay. One more. Let's go to...
Is this Keaton?
Yeah.
Hi. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Me and my husband, we end up wearing the same size. Now, right now, I'm going to work, so I'm not wearing his clothes. But when we first started dating, he has a walk-in closet. So it's supposed to be, like, my side and his side. Eventually ended up being, like, all my side. He's, like, has, like, a little section.
You just kept hoarding all of his clothes.
I think that's so cool. You know, I would love for the day that me and Sterling could share clothes. But right now, if he puts on any of my shirts, it's going to be a dress on him.
I would think it would almost sometimes be a nightmare because you could be fighting over the same, like, if you want to wear a certain shirt and the other person wants to wear it, too.
See, I think there's just more options.
What about that, Keaton? Does your husband ever say, hey, give me my shirt back, like, legit right now, I want it?
So what's funny is he actually does that. He's like, oh, you stole my shirt. I was like, no, I bought this. He's like, no, I bought it yesterday.
Take it off, bitch.
Right. Like, we fight all the time about clothes, but at the end of the day, I make him, he might buy the clothes, but I make him actually look good.
Do you stop at socks and boxers?
No.
Keaton,
you wear
you're wearing
too?
You're wearing Bay's boxers too and his socks?
I mean, as long as it's just him and I mean, it's all right.
You're like the Hamburglar of clothes.
Right. Sometimes he's just got better clothes than I do, and I'm just like, I'd rather just wear yours than mine.
All right, well, thanks for the call, buddy. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, okay?
Take care, bye.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.